You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi, hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. So instead of Taco Tuesday, I'm thinking more of like cherry blossoms and sushi today.
Ooh.
And but shake it up a little bit. And spring weather and summer and swimsuit season and traveling, but yeah. it's so funny when the sun starts to come out and everybody starts getting excited. Everyone starts thinking about traveling everywhere, and like everywhere you go, you can kind of feel excitement. There was like Coachella just happened, and so, and spring break for a bunch of people, and holidays, and everybody, and the sun coming out, and beautiful weather that like everybody's all excited to travel. It's like all these people I keep running into go, where have you been? Where are you going? Where's, what's the next stop? What's the next thing to do? And I have about 25 people minimum out there that I need to send emails with codes so they can try out the Flyup bot. But like everywhere around us, it's kind of exciting. Like all these people are excited about like the summer and spring and the sun coming out. So
yes,
you can kind of feel like the energy in the air and all these events are going on. So yes, it's Taco Tuesday, but I think it's also, this is like our gateway that it's time to leap into spring and summer right now. Like you can feel the excitement and the energy right now. Like everywhere I go, everyone's all excited. Like it's fun. Maybe it's because the sun is out.
Oh, it is. It is. The sun's out. The weather's getting better. And it's cherry blossom season now.
Right.
So welcome everybody.
Yes. I know, I'm so bummed. So the F1 was in Japan. It just happened in April and they had like amazing flights. It was like only $100, $200 to get to Japan and F1. And I saw tickets for like F1 in Japan for like $60. And cherry blossoms are going on right now. So I didn't get to go this year, but I think that's going to be my target for next April when F1 goes to Japan. And then I could see cherry blossoms, which is on my list, and go see F1 out there. But yeah, so that's been on my mind right now. And like this, the weather is just amazing. And I know y'all are like stressing probably right now and everyone's doing their taxes, but today's tax day, it's like the end of tax day. The good news is if you're not ready, you can file that extension and push it off till October. Okay, do your own research, not financial advice, but I know a lot of people who did their taxes early and people are getting refunds and there's good tax news coming out. But I think like if you are getting a refund and you're going to invest, you have a lot of things to look forward to, like traveling and the summer.
Travel, yeah. It's so cheap travel, like, and you can travel to the best places in the world.
Well, not cheap. Like it's all the normal airplanes with all of their normal fares. It's just you get the deal before anybody else does. So that's the best part about. Yeah. So it's not like you have to like go on one of those airplanes that are scotch taped together. No, it's like it's like JetBlue and Alaska and all of the top airlines and stuff. It's just, what happens is when an airline goes to fill up their seats, what they'll do is they'll release like a certain majority of their seats at a certain price so they can fill up the plane and cover the cost. And then they'll raise the prices for everybody else. And so it's all in timing, but it's like a seat, the person next to you will pay like $2,000 and you get the seat for $100. So that's the best part about it is like knowing the secrets and the insider information and then finding out when the deals are released and then finding the lowest prices before the high ticket price seats get released. So it's not cheap, but no, yeah.
It's a better deal. I should say flights for a better deal, travel for a better deal. The best deal, probably.
Right. So it's basically you're getting luxury at wholesale prices before anybody else does. Yeah. So... But I'm looking outside at the sunshine, and it's like 93 degrees, which is lovely. Like the sun is, I think it gets everybody excited again, right? And we have a lot of things happening, and a lot of key dates are hitting their targets. And so, again, this show is like, do your own research, not financial advice. Everything we say on here, like, go find out for yourself. And like, this is kind of like a key place to get some information and updates on what's going on in the market and how to invest and how to travel and how to have fun. But of course, you always want to go and learn more on things. We like to touch on different types of topics, and hopefully it'll excite some kind of a spark in you and like find something that interests all of you out there, and then you can pursue it more passionately on whatever you're interested in. But it's good to hear different things and different opinions and different perspectives, and then get new ideas and explore those ideas and see if it's possible and may take you on a whole new path, which is great.
Speaking of new paths, it's the time. It's still the time. If you haven't done it yet, explore something new. You still have time. The key date that we have set out is April 30th. Still have time. 15 days. That's more than enough time to jump into something new. Test the waters. Explore. Have fun with it. Because as soon as the market picks up again, it's going to be full force ahead. And you better be ready.
Right. So we've been talking about the market. There's some good news has been coming out. Inflation's lower. Gas prices are lower. So everything's been hitting its targets. And then we said that the Fed was meeting March 17th through the 19th, which they did. And we said the rates are going to stay flat, which they did. And then on April 15th, today, is our next target date. So that was tax day. An announcement came out about potentially lowering taxes. So that's another key date. Then we have April 30th, which is the end of 100 days. And then we have the Fed meeting again, May 5th and May 6th. And so all of this information shapes the market. Again, people respond to rumors, and then that's what sparks the market on emotion. And then when the event happens, it just checks off the boxes. So we did have a bounce back on ETH, which is great. We did have a huge bounce back on the stock market. We had emergency. This is the second emergency I've had today.
It's an emergency.
I got an
live,
emergency
everyone.
On my phone. Huh?
It's an emergency live.
Right. That's the second emergency I've had today. So maybe there's something going on. But see, what was I saying? So we have all of our key dates. And as I said in the last episode, I think it was the last one, that the people who've made the most money have made the most money on big dips in the market. And so we just experienced that. And if you're investing over time, you're investing over, you know, 5, 10, 20, 30 years out, you have a lot of time for the market to average itself out. But the people who've made the most money or have been the wealthiest have taken advantage when there have been dips in the market and invested at those times. Because like if the market, like hypothetically, so ETH is hovering, I think, around 1620 right now. The all-time high so far in ETH has been 4,600. So we have huge ranges. We're closer to one of the lowest entries right now. And if it goes up 3,000 more points, it almost triples the amount that it's at right now. So like 16 to 48 would triple the amount, right? It'll go up 300%. And we've ranged that in like within a 12-month period. We've gone up and down within a 12-month period. So if you see what happens normally in the market and you enter with just your coffee money, just spare money, you know, like $100 here, $100 there, and, you know, triple your money, you have coffee money for a long time. But if you're investing wisely and you have a long period of time to hold on for, and you invest in stocks and you invest in bonds and you invest in futures or you invest into crypto, you know, like you find your investment vehicle that you're most comfortable with. And the ones that you don't know anything about, you just dabble here and there with $10, $20, $50, $100. The ones that you know more about investing and you're a little bit wiser and you have a lot more time period to hold on to it, that's where you stick bigger chunks of money into it. But we've hit an all-time high of 4,600 before a couple of times. We hit 4,400 in December and we hit 4,600, I think it was last, February? Mm-hmm. No. Hit it twice. Yeah. So, but we've also ranged on that too. So if people invested when it had the dip and then they rode it until it hit its all-time high, they would have made money. So on November 5th, while elections were going on, I said that that was like the best time to enter into the market. We were at 2,200. We went up to 44. So it doubled within like a month. So that was a great time to invest. And if you listen back to our episode on November 5th, you would hear me talking about the, like, it's the best time to invest in a crypto at that moment. We're in one of those ranges again. We're in one of those bottom ranges again. And we're going through our cycles. So we have cycles every 3 months. And we're coming to the end of the cycle and the new cycle is starting on May 5th. And so everything's targeted exactly out. Like we said, we had the Fed meeting March 17th through the 19th. It was going to be flat. We have taxes today. So announcements came out about taxes. We have April 30th, the end of the 100 days. And then we have May 5th, May 6th, when the Fed meets again. We don't know if they're going to lower rates or not. They're supposed to stay flat. They're not supposed to hypothetically lower again until June 15th on that meeting, but we don't know. But May 5th starts that next 3 month cycle again. So we go up, we go down, we go up, we go down, we go up, we go down, we range. August 5th through November 5th of last year, we went down. November 5th through February 5th, we went up. February 5th through May 5th, we're on a down cycle. And then hypothetically, if history repeats itself, May 5th through August 5th should be our up cycle. In a perfect world, nothing's ever guaranteed, but if you look at historicals and you look off predictive model behavior and you see what happens, those have been the cycles. And again, this is do your own research, not financial advice. Only invest in what you can invest for. And then, or just paper trade, just watch the market, just watch what happens. There's always opportunities out there for everything. If you're looking for long-term and for the future, no matter what you invest in, no matter what time you invest in, holding long periods of time, you're always going to average out 8 to 12% annually over the period of, you know, 5, 10, 20, 30 years. So it doesn't matter when you enter into a market, as long as you hold for long-term, you should appreciate too. But again, you know, it's fun.
Yeah, I find it fun. A lot of people do.
Right. So it's something new. It's something interesting. It's new technology that's coming out. And it, the funniest thing, here, I have to take a sip of water.
If that's the funniest thing.
The funniest thing is like, I've been in AI for quite a bit now, probably since at least 2020. So over 5 years. But I've been talking about AI for a long time. And the funny thing is like we started talking about it, like we started the show February of last year and we started talking about AI then, and AI was not that prevalent in society. Like there were people that knew about ChatGPT and knew about Bing, and there were people that were doing some art, and there was a couple bots, but now everywhere you look, they're talking about AI. Like everybody's talking about AI now. So like on social media, it's on AI, on your emails, you can use AI, you can use bots in businesses now. We've been talking about businesses should start using AI, and this was over a year ago or so. Yeah. On the show, we were talking about it, and we were telling everybody, yeah, get into AI, it's the future, you can utilize it with your business, you can grow your business, you can help your business, and now all businesses are trying to use AI, and everywhere you go, everyone's trying to use AI. So we're always like giving you like new tech that comes out before it goes to market, before it gets pushed out to everybody else. And if you're listening and you listen to what we're talking about, like you can see what trend is going, which direction it's going in. So we were talking about that businesses will probably start going into AI. And guess what? Stocks took off. AI.
It's guaranteed.
Right. So, and we were talking about this last February. So, like, if you listen and you've been, you know, listening to the show and picking up on the hints and knowing what's going on in technology and what direction it was going on, back then everybody's like, I don't know. You know, it sounds scary. And then now everybody is using it. They're even going to have it in the schools and teach children how to utilize it, which is
They already are.
Yeah.
I hear my little sister talking about, she has a class now on how to use ChatGPT.
Right. It's like part of the curriculum. So like coding didn't even exist in the colleges or in the schools back in 2016. Like nobody had coding, and now there's degrees on coding. You know, it's been 9 years. So that's like one thing that came. And then AI, you know, came out 2020 to the masses where anybody could utilize ChatGPT back then. But before that, it's been around forever. Well, you know, we talked about, what was her name? Ada Lovelace was the first coder in AI, and that was in 1600s.
16 something, I think it was mid 1600s, I believe.
Right. So it's been around for quite a bit. not to the extent that it is now, but it's just growing by leaps and bounds. Like it's exponentially growing as the way it is now. So the more people that use it, the more use cases we have, the bigger it grows because it feeds the system and the system has more information to go off of and more prompts and it cleans itself up and then becomes exponential in the world, you know? So the thing is like, if you listen to what we've been talking about, like you can see what direction tech is going into. You can understand what direction to invest in if you want to, or to start a business or to do something. And we've also built out books and e-learning courses that you can take. They're quick ones, videos that teach you how to trade with AI. We have courses that teach you how to utilize AI or add it to your business. We have books that tell you how to create businesses with AI. I wrote a book a couple of years ago that teaches people how to utilize AI and create over 100 different businesses with use cases, how to use AI with prompts, how to create a business plan, marketing plan, an SWOT, how to market, use SEO, how to create art and bots. So there's a lot of different resources out there, and we're trying to educate and give people the information. So if you're interested, you can try it out too.
Yeah, take advantage of this stuff. Because today it may seem like it's still new and it's fresh. And then in 2 years, maybe even less, maybe next year, this time, you'll be looking back and be like, oh my God, why didn't I get on it last year? And now it's just like everywhere. Everywhere I look, oh, this, they have an AI. This person has an AI. This business is using an AI. Soon we're not going to be talking to people. It's only going to be AIs, even through drive-thrus, which I know is starting to happen more.
Well, so we even have it. We do have AIs that talk to people right now.
Like, we do, but like even like drive-throughs, day-to-day places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have phone conversations. So we have sales phone conversations of people talking that they'll call in and they'll talk to AIs now. Instead of utilizing people, they're prompted and they have all the information and they can hold full conversations and it sounds like you're talking to a person, but on a telephone call, like you call in to inquire about a product, then AI will answer all the information for you and have a conversation in a real voice that sounds like you're talking to somebody normal.
A real person, yeah.
Right. So it's everywhere.
It's already everywhere. It's just, you have to take advantage of it. You have to become aware of it first. And if you aren't aware of it, then we have courses available, readily available for you to learn about it, to start to take advantage of it, to start to become more familiar with it, and then hopefully apply it. Because the more people that use it, the faster it grows, the faster it learns, the better it becomes. And the more people we can bring onto this AI ecosystem, the better it just becomes. The more possibilities everyone has, the more things that are going to get developed, life-changing things that can just benefit your life in so many ways. All it takes is just to try it. That's all it is.
Right, but in a positive direction too, yeah, right? Yeah, so we're using AI for the positive good. So to benefit, to make your life better, to make your life easier, to help you out, to help you learn to. So like if you're writing up a paper, you wouldn't necessarily want to write the whole entire paper based off of AI, but you can feed the AI and give it the information or the topic and then give it the body of the paper and it will correct it based off of and put it in correct format to make it look cleaner. If you're trying to pose a question and you wanted like feedback or brainstorm or get some information, you can pose that into there too. So if you're using it for the greater good, like finding low travel or finding the best route to take or finding interesting events that are going on around the world, or if, you know, like whatever you want to learn about or what's going on, like what happened today in history. So it's basically taking all the resources everywhere within milliseconds and giving you back information so you don't have to Google search everywhere. It takes all the information, scrapes all the information, and then brings it back to you. So that's like the benefit of it. So we utilize it in a lot of different areas of our life. It helps, again, exponentially make our lives better. We don't use it, like we're not completely dependent on it because it, whatever you input into the AI is going to determine your output, right? If you're inputting trashy information, like bad information, like if you say, oh, if you're like inputting 2 + 9 and you're saying it equals 3, it's going to come back with you and say, no, that's not the correct input. But if you're inputting information and you're asking a question, and you're inputting good information, you're going to get good output on your information. So you also want to make sure that whatever you're inputting into the AI is also, you know, like relevant, and it's something that you already have some knowledge or background, or you're posing a question so you can get more information. And now it's also quoting resources. So it's saying where it got the source from, which is great because now if you're like writing a paper or something and you just want some topics of interest and you want to pose some facts and you need to quote your sources, you're able to get your sources and then investigate it even further. Because when you get your output and it comes back to you, you'll get like a small paragraph, but you won't get a full detailed information. And then you can explore more from there too. So
I know when I'm going through my ChatGPT or any AI for that fact, you go through it. And now, well, I can compare it to before. Before, you'd go through, you'd give it a prompt, and you'd get a pretty bland answer. Now I can go through, I'll get a response, and it'll give me 3 options, and it'd be like, pick the best one for you. And then, okay, now that you've got this, let's refine it further. Do you want graphics? Do you want it as a ebook? Do you want it as, I don't know, a slideshow? It'll give you these options now, whereas before, it just gave you like a 1-paragraph answer. And that's maybe 3 months ago, I was getting just the 1-paragraph answer. In 3 months, now it's able to spit out so many different possibilities. So it just shows how fast it's growing, but how much development is really going into the AI space.
Yeah, and then also it has personalities.
You can
prompt your AI to respond to you in a certain way, and it'll notice the tone that you're asking those questions and respond to you in like kind. Like you can, like yours has emojis, mine doesn't have emojis.
I like the emojis.
I know. But you can prompt it, like you can make it respond to you sarcastic or with a personality or with, like you can prompt how you want your AI to talk to you too. So, you know, you can say, oh, I want it like my best friend, and then have it come back to you with that type of a personality, or I want it talking to me as if it was being sarcastic and it was a comedian, and it would come back to you with that information. Like if you're using something as a legal paper, you probably don't want it to come back sarcastic. But when you're having conversations with it, it's good to have, you know, a personality, because you're coming back, you want to be entertained a little bit to make life exciting. But yeah, so we had chat bots that have been out, oh my goodness, 3 years now. I think we're coming up on 3 years. 3 years. So we have chatbots that had personalities back 3 years ago. And then like we have a Southern Belle that's like Elon's ex-girlfriend who has has all the knowledge about like what's going on in the world, the financial markets, what's going on with crypto. And then she's from a southern state in Tennessee and has all her favorite foods and sweet tea and homemade pie and what she likes to do. And then also comes back and flirts. It's like has a southern belle with like a little bit of sarcasm. So it has a full personality and she talks and communicates, but entertains at the same time and gives the information that you want. So it's a chatbot that will talk to you, give you a feedback in the information and have a full personality. And then we had another one who was he was sarcastic. So every time he would come back, it's like hanging out with a bunch of guys and how they'll like rib each other and come back sarcastic. It was doing that too. So like they all have their own personality and their own like specialty plus their background. Like you can feed the AI and say what its background is, like who it is, the age range it's in, like what its favorite things are, what state it's living in, what country it's living in. And it will go off of those things and create a full personality based off of that information. So they're fun.
I'm gonna create a one for one copy of me, and that's pretty hard to do.
Now, all you have to do, so you can do that too. You feed it text conversations and it will mimic tonality, personality, and information, and then talk the same way.
Okay, I'm a little bit frightened of
Yeah, that's been around for a
that.
bit though. So you can upload text conversations and it'll mimic like how you talk with exclamations, how you talk with slang, how you phrase your responses, and have a full conversation based off of
Will I get an AI to say A?
that. Not if you haven't said A in a while.
I'm gonna make it a challenge for myself. You'll find out next week.
Right? Like, this is no longer, Joseph is not, we're now only communicating with the AI on the talk show on Tuesday nights. Actually, we were going to bring one of the AIs on to have a conversation. We'll have to do that soon. So we're going to bring the AI on and interview the AI on the talk on LA Talk. So that,
That's gonna be fun. And then everyone can hear what an AI sounds like and how realistic it sounds.
yeah, the voice. And so I'll have to bring one of the female ones on that's funny and sarcastic and yeah. I'll
That's
bring
gonna
that
be a
one on.
treat. That's gonna
Yeah,
be a treat for everyone.
right. And it probably has as much, if even more information on topics that we're discussing. Like it will go and research and find the information and give the feedback and have the conversation about it. That's gonna be
Cool.
hard.
That's
Like think
gonna
about it in the future. If somebody's on a debate and you're debating with an AI, because it has all the resources
It has
available,
the whole
right?
internet, everything that's ever been published.
Right, we're limited to all of the information that we have from our lives, right? And all the data and the education and the responses, and we're limited to that unless we do a search on it. But if we're talking live, it has access to everything.
Now that's scary because, well, actually, it's a good thing at the same time. Everything is going to get a lot easier if that's the case because then AI will give you information at readily whenever you need it.
Well,
If
it'd be
you're
good. It would be an interesting conversation. Like people were doing Alexa for a long time, but
Oh, I remember
this would
that.
have full conversations with you. Like as if you're talking to a friend and you want to have a deep philosophical conversation, the AI can search everything and then give you feedback based on what type of personality you want or how you want it to respond to you.
I'm excited for that. I'm excited. I think that has more positive than scary. That's one thing that I enjoy about it is the knowledge you can gain from AI itself. It's one thing to partake in it, but it's another thing to just enjoy it and to gain stuff from it because it's a really helpful tool. If you want to like learn about a book in 5 minutes, you can basically get the whole gist of a book just by searching up a summary on ChatGPT, and it'll give you the summary in detail, and you can get quotes from it.
And you can ask
So.
questions about the book and what the meanings are about it and what how what the interpretation is and Yeah, a lot of information.
It's so much more than anyone can do in like that given amount of time. If you had 5 minutes to read a book, you'd probably only get through the front title page and then maybe read the back.
Yeah, you have to skim through all the chapters and then find the pertinent information and then be prepared based off of that. But and speed
time
reads
is our most valuable asset. And if there's something out there to save time, you better believe that I'm going to take advantage of it.
Right. Yeah. But so that was our little update about AI. It's been an adventure. Oh my goodness, I don't even know how many bots I have now. I probably have over 300 AI bots now. We're
if
building
you count
out
the small ones. I'd say a minimum 300. I think you're approaching 4.
Yes, so we have some new ones that are about right being released too. So we have all of our trading bots. We have AI Signal and AI Base that trade on ETH and Base. And it's fed all the information, and it's using over 85 plus indicators and variables to weed out and down to like 100 to 200 tokens a day out of about 2,500 to 25,000 that launch a day. And it's adjusting based on market conditions now. And so it's going off of the data. I have over 400 million points of data because I have 2 years of analytics on it now. And so it's modifying and adapting based on what market conditions are. And so it's able to screen based off of that and then find out predictable models if we enter into a token. And because the market's doesn't have as high a volume, instead of catching necessarily like 1,000x when we have a lot of volume, we're seeing where the exit strategy is based off of the new data. And then when the bull market comes back again and we have a lot of volume, then since they've been modified and adapted based off of what has happened in strong markets and weak markets, it's adapted to that. And so when the strong market comes, it's even more refined and tuned, which is great. But we're also utilizing it in the multifaceted trading platform. So we've been working on that on the background while the market is doing what it's doing. But our technology is even better than when we anticipated bringing it to market. We've refined that now too. And so we're adapting it so that anybody can utilize it, that you don't have to jump through all the hurdles that most people did to get into Web3 or to trade into, invest into crypto. When we first got into it, you would have to like open up a major account like CB or Coinbase or all the majors like a CEX. You have to KYC, which means you have to show like your identity and your social because you would get taxed because it's an investment vehicle. And then you would open up another wallet, which was MetaMask or a trading wallet, like a...
That's an on-chain wallet, we'll call
right,
it.
Right. So you have other different types of wallets that you would have to use. Then you would have to figure out how to swap your tokens. So you'd have to buy from your currency and then swap into ETH or BTC or SOL or BNB, whatever you were trading on. And then you would take that crypto and then swap over to a meme coin. You would have to do it through Uniswap and you would have to manually do it and then look at charts and see when to enter into a trade and then look at the analytics on TTF or PERB or auto and then see if the coin has been verified, if it's locked, renounced, if the contract again is verified, if they've dropped the taxes, how many holders were on it, what the socials were, what the chart was doing, and all the detailed information, and then decide to enter into the trade and then find a sniper or buy it on Uniswap or on DAX. And then you have that lag time with human error and making a decision. And then once you trade, then you would swap out and then you have to determine when to exit out of the trade. And most people always go for the moonshot. They always want to get the high X, but they didn't have a system and strategy. And so then we taught people how to use a system and strategy and de-risk and take out your initial investment. As soon as you hit the 2X, you take out 50%, you put it in your pocket, you ride for free on your profit. And then watch the trade and watch the charts. And maybe it's running all night. Then you have to stay awake all night on one token because it's still going and decide when to exit out. But instead, we built something that just simplifies it all out, that you just log in now through any social or email. You look at which tokens you want to trade. You automatically buy it as soon as it hits a certain point. You exit as soon as you hit your profit target. If it hits a 2x, you exit it there. If it hits a 4x and you decide to exit it at 4x, you exit it there. If you want to skim and just range trade and only take 20%, you can do that. And then it does it for you, so you don't have to go through all these steps that we've had to do for the last, like 9 years on trading and figuring everything out. And of course, we love teaching people how to trade and use TA and understand charts and how to look at analytics and how to do everything. But we also want to make it simple so that all you have to do is go in, log in. I'm going to buy the first 10 tokens. I'm going to exit them as soon as they hit a two, or I'm going to exit as soon as they hit a four. Turn the on button. It does it for you. And then you have your portfolio, and it's basically managed automatically for you. So you don't have to figure all of this stuff out and do all the steps that we did. All of the knowledge and the background and the information and how to trade and the system and the strategy and what to do is all built in for you. So you don't have to do that. You don't have to figure it out. It does it all for you on the back end, but the front end is just simple. Log in, set up your trade, set it your profit targets, let it trade for you, and there you go.
You don't
Simple.
need to be a numbers nerd like us.
And
You
that's Dragon. Yeah, that's
can
our
that's
Dragon
Dragon
Pro
Pro.
that's coming out. So Dragon Pro is about ready to hit the markets. We've been talking about it for a while, but once you see what it does and how easy it is, it opens up the door for anybody to get into investing and try it with $10, right? Try trading with
All it
only
takes.
$10. You don't need thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. You don't need to know what's going on in the market and the emotion and the psychology and what the economics are doing and what's going to affect it and what target dates are. You just go in, log in. I'm going to buy the next 10 tokens. I'm going to exit as soon as they hit this, and I'm done. So you don't have to know all the stuff that we've been providing information for the last year and a
It's
half.
a lot easier for you guys. We've gone through the process, we've gone through the hardships, we've learned the hard way on some things. Now it's just super easy, super easy. Not even 10 minutes and you're trading like a pro. That's it. That's all you need. Log in,
Right. So
$10, and you're trading like a pro.
all the system and strategies are built in. It's basically taking, it's the AI, it's taking the systems and the strategy. It's multifaceted. It has everything built in. Everything that we've done, like we've had to go through 30 different steps to get everything that's already built in the platform. And we have, charts for the people that want charts. We have TA for people who want TA. You have your full portfolio management. You have your automatic exits, you have your manual exits, like you have everything set up. So when we were trading, we had to do 30 different steps, go research on 30 different websites for one token and find the information. Everything is now here, available at your fingertips. You just open it up, do click one, two, three, and it's going. Where before we had to go here to here to here to here to here and then
Wild
research and
goose
look at the
chase.
chart. Now you just open it up from your phone or from the website or on your computer or on your laptop. You can be anywhere in the world and execute a trade within seconds. You don't have to go through all of these steps and stay awake all night and do all this stuff. It's all there, ready to go, which is amazing
Oh
and the
my
greatest
God.
thing. But it's all of this data combined with AI and the indicators and the variables and the strategy and predictably like the predictable models and like figuring out what to do and how to simplify it down and how to make it easy, and everything's done on the back end. So it makes it easy, just log in and trade. That's
And
the goal.
coming from me, and I've traded for as literally started as soon as I could start trading on ETFs and triple ETFs and working in the stock market and just trying to figure my way out about what I want to do in my life. Coming to this point, and the one thing that I never had was as simple as a portfolio manager and just one click entries and exits and it doing it for me. I've never had that. It's coming so far to the point where even professional traders, or if you consider yourself a high level trader, you don't need to put in the time anymore. You can step outside. You can plug in your formulas, whatever you want. Be like, okay, I've come to this conclusion. I know this is going to happen. I've seen it happen about a million times. Plug it in and go outside. Start right. traveling. Take advantage of the other AIs that are out there now too.
Right. So it's going to be fun. It's about ready to get pushed out to the public. So everybody's going to be able to try it. We have our Flyit bot too. So it finds the lowest error anywhere in the world. We have our DNA bot coming out. I haven't talked about this that much, but
ooh, that's the new one.
Yeah, you can have your full medical history based off of your DNA. So it takes your DNA and will give you all the information about your DNA, plus like your medical history and your genetics and what you're predisposed towards. And so it can help people who have a history in their family or don't know about certain things or don't understand why you need vitamin B or vitamin D. It has all the information for you, but all you have to do is upload your raw DNA and it'll spit it out for you and then come into a summary that's combined so that people understand what it means. You don't have to be a doctor to read it, which is great. So that's coming out. We have the bots that find the lowest error anywhere in the world. So that's Flyit bot. And then that, like the deals that we're running, it had Hawaii from LA to $100. It had Hawaii, Honolulu to Sydney for, I think, $125. There's flights right now going to Europe, Miami to, I think, CDG to Paris. And actually, yeah, Miami to Paris for $125 for the base flight. They're doing flights from New York to Athens, Greece. For $200 right now, right? And so one of the trips that I wanted to take, but I already had commitments, so I didn't go, was the beginning of April. They had F1 in Japan, and the cherry blossoms are in Japan, and they had flights from like $100 to $200 to Japan. F1 tickets were going for about $60, and then you saw the cherry blossoms. I'm like, if I did not have so much going on right now and other prior commitments, I would have hopped on a plane, went to go see the cherry blossoms, watched F1, been in Japan, and then come back. Like that's how great it is if like you have the tools and the resources and the opportunity, you could go take a spontaneous trip, right? That's cheaper than going to Disneyland locally.
It is.
So we're in California, and California costs like $250 for one person to go to Disneyland. If you're from California and you drive 30 minutes to go to Disneyland or 45 minutes, instead you can hop on a plane from LA, go to Japan, go watch F1 for $60, and then go see the cherry blossoms and then come back home.
You know, I think that'd be worth it just to see the cherry blossoms. And I've heard crazier stories of people traveling just to get like a pizza or something. And that's all possible too.
Right.
You want to go to Japan? Like, what is it? Would you say $100?
$100 to $200. Yeah. They were having flights.
Go have an A5 Wagyu and sushi and then fly back.
Right. So my next trip is planning on going because I get Bahamas for free for a week and then go see F1 in Monaco, Monte Carlo. That's the end of May. So that's my next target. But Dragon's coming out, so you can be anywhere in the world and trading on Dragon, which is the best part.
You'll be in Monaco trading on Dragon.
Right?
That's going to be the best part.
They have yacht watch parties. Like you can stand on a yacht and watch the races from the yachts. In Monaco.
Might even get an LA talk from a yacht in Monaco.
Yeah. We'll have to broadcast a video of it.
Oh.
Broadcast the car zooming by with a loud noise. That's the thing, that there's like so many opportunities and we're refining them down so everybody can use it and everybody has this opportunity and everybody gets to try all this stuff. Because my goal is that everybody gets to find their passion and do what they love and try everything out, and it doesn't cost a lot of money. You don't have to be a billionaire. You can trade with $10. You don't have to be a billionaire. You can fly to Hawaii for $100. Like, yes, maybe cost of living had gone up, but if you know the resources, you know the ways to find these things, and you're able to do them, you're living at the cost that you go to Disneyland locally in California for, even cheaper. So the goal is like we build out these AI bots that are able to find all this information and gather the resources and then give it to the general population so people can do the things that they love. They can still pursue their passions. They can take their coffee money. Like if you save $10 a day for 30 days, you have $300. Right there was the flight to Hawaii for 100. Right there was, like the flight to Japan for 100 to 200. Right there was the cost for the F1 ticket for $60. You forego going to Starbucks for a month and instead you go to Japan.
I could do that. I think
I mean,
that's worth it. That's 100% worth it.
all these people keep coming to me and saying, "Oh, I just booked my 1 week vacation for the whole entire year, or my 2 week vacation for the whole entire year. For four people, it's costing us 20 grand." I'm like, "Okay,
Oh.
well, let me find the flights." Okay, I'm like, "Look up the flights." Yeah, you could have went to four different countries for $300 a piece instead, and it would have cost you $1,200, and you could have explored all four countries in that 2 weeks. But instead, they bought a package that had the flights, and then they ended up paying 20 grand. So
And then you
think
save
about how many.
18,000.
Yeah, so you don't need a lot of money. This finds all the luxury, it finds all the top-rated flights, it finds all the top-rated airlines, but it gives you the seats that they package up so they can fill the plane before anybody else knows that the flight exists. You're able to book it before anybody else does, and the person next to you paid $10,000 and you paid $100. It's so funny. So many flights I've been on, they're like, "Yeah, my flight was like 4 grand." I'm like, "Oh, I got it for $100, and I booked it. And I booked it 3 days ago, or I booked it a month ago, or I booked it, like they're like, "Oh."
I
And they've
booked
been
it. I booked it this
planning
morning.
their vacation for like a whole year and spent 5 grand, and I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna go on a spontaneous trip." And I booked it 3 days ago, and here I am. But I mean, that's the goal. That's what we want. That's why we're here, right? To
That
bring
is why we're here.
excitement so that you can pursue your passions, do the things that you love, make life easier, find out new technology, find out new things to do, enjoy the beautiful weather, like look outside. I'm looking at the sun setting and 93 degree weather because I'm traveling again, and you get to do all the things that you love. And the goal is to use technology to your advantage and make the best of your life and find the things that you love to do and the passion that you want to do and try them out. They're fun. We build things that are fun. We don't make life boring. We want to make it interesting. So we're gonna wrap it up. Happy Taco Tuesday, happy sushi, happy beautiful,
Happy Securities,
everything.
everything,
But
happy life.
we'll all see you all next Tuesday, and thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.